a lot of what I see, maybe I'll pull it into a specific recent event. So I had recently done two workshops, taxes and retirement. And thank you, Angel and Sam, for helping record on that.
Yes, check that out, guys, on Facebook Live. Check that out. It's on YouTube, Freedom Strategy Group. It's up live on YouTube. Go on, I'm sorry.
Perfect. Yeah, so taxes and retirement. And really, why I did these workshops is a free workshop is it forces you to get that extra level of education, just even deeper knowledge within one area. So with doing that and presenting it to a group of probably close to 50 people with these two sessions, I pulled out more questions. I started seeing what were people identifying, what were some of the challenges that were happening. And you really find out that everything is changing. So from Social Security, where it's taxed at in retirement, it started out when it was first put into place, it was never meant to be taxed. Now we had a portion pulled in the 80s that up to 50% of it was taxed. In the 90s, we pulled in another portion up to 80% was taxed. So there's things that were put in place that are always changing that were never meant to be. And if we're not forward thinking and planning ahead of what's going to happen when we get there. Because what we're seeing is we went through a massive tax law change right now, bigger than what we've seen in a long time. But really all along the way, it's not necessarily just a big one and done. It's things are phased in and out. Deductions are in and out. And it's playing that game along the way of analyzing where can you be more efficient in what you're doing in retirement? Are there opportunities that you're missing between, say, this niche group was late 50s to mid to late 60s? What are you doing up until the 70s when you have required minimum distributions? A lot of people are missing the opportunities because by the time they're working with their CPA, they're so busy hitting the tax deadline, the CPA can just keep up with doing the best they can with looking backwards. Oh, what just happened last year? Well, more of the opportunities is, had you been thinking forward and planning going forward? I've heard the analogy of using it this way. You can get to work by driving, looking in your rearview mirror, going backwards, but it's a lot better if you're going forward.
That's absolutely
forward planning.
That's true.
You know, so that is the big thing that I've seen is things are changing, and as we build up our education around it, that's the most important thing. Like Dan said, you don't just flip the switch off when you hit retirement. Right. You have to keep your knowledge growing, and if you want to do it on a limited basis, at least surround yourself with the professionals that are taking that time, their energy, to be fully immersed in the education and growing.